praise the Lord this morning. I don't know how the singing, all of it, could fit any better with what the Lord has put in my heart this morning. Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Luke. I'll be preaching this morning in a topical manner. It's not my favorite way to preach, but sometimes the Lord leads that way. I like to stay with the text, but we're going to be all over the Bible in a subject matter this morning that is needed. I mean needed. I've never preached this before, and I know this morning that there are souls in the balance. I know that, and I want to give you some things, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of scripture. If you're going to say things like need to be said, sometimes you can't say it any better than to read a verse of scripture that says it. Amen. Let's look in Luke chapter 8 this morning. In Luke chapter number 8 and verse number 4. Excuse me. And when the much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried. Now here's what I want to say this morning before I go any further. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. If you've ever listened to a message in your life, I want you to listen this morning. If God the Holy Spirit would give you ears to hear, I want you to listen this morning to the Word of God. The Bible said here, and his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to other in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. You know, on Friday, we tried to plant some seed among those that are working out here. And our prayer is, Brother Gary, that they won't let that go. Amen. That some way or another, that seed would find its way to good ground. Those by the wayside are they that hear, and then cometh the devil, take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they, which when they hear, they receive the word with joy. And these have no root. I want you to think about that. No root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, they go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and a good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. And Lord, this morning I pray that we would examine ourselves. God, I pray this morning, Lord, that you would help me to speak with clarity. May these verses of scripture, Lord, find a lodging place in our heart and in our life. Help us, we do pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to preach this morning on this subject. Is it a fruit problem? Or is it a root problem? Is it a fruit problem or is it a root problem? As I was sitting there listening to the choir, and I'm not going to name the name, but It's been probably a year or so back, maybe a year and a half. I stood on the front porch of a family and talked to a young man. And I asked that young man, I said, "Son, are you sure that you've been saved?" And he said, "Yes, I've been saved, preacher." That's what he told me. He said, "Preacher, why did you ask him?" I'll tell you why. The fruit just didn't line up with the saved man. Would you help me right there just a minute? Can I tell you, beloved friend, when somebody has to look at you and ask you if you've been born again, there's a problem in your life somewhere. Amen. I'm telling you, the Bible said, "Let your light so shine before men that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 8. Again, and let me just read them real quickly. Turn back to Matthew chapter 3. You cannot improve on just reading the Word of God. I want to give you some things that I believe will help us today along the way. In Matthew chapter 3, there may not be anybody saved this morning, but I'll guarantee you if we'll listen with an ear and a Holy Ghost, He's going to do some work this morning, amen, that people won't be able to get away from. Listen to what it said in Matthew 3 and 8. The Bible said, "Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." In other words, there when there's genuine repentance, there's some fruit that comes out of that genuine repentance. And the Word of God said in Matthew 7 and verse number 16, it said, "Ye shall know them by their fruits." In verse number 20, it says, "Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them." Now, I'm going to say this morning. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but a lot of people say, "Well, you know, we're supposed to be fruit inspectors." And I'm not going to say anything about that. I mean, we do see a lot of people use for an excuse to live a life that does not line up for the Word of God with the Word of God. They'll say, "Well, God don't look at the outside. God looks at the heart." And that's the truth. That's what the Bible said of David. "The Lord looketh not on the outward appearance of the man, but the Lord looketh on the heart." But I'm going to tell you something. Man looks on the outward appearance of a man. And the Word of God says that in a genuine believer's life, there ought to be some fruit, amen, growing in our life that's evidence that there's a root in our life, amen, in Him. I want to give you that and just ask you to pray for me this morning. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God." I thank God salvation's that way. But verse 10 said, "We're His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." In other words, God has already ordained that when a man or a woman or a boy or a girl gets saved by the grace of God, there are going to be some fruit in their life that reflects the root in their life. Amen. That reflects the root. I'll give you some things this morning. Please pray for me. I want to talk, number one, about the root of the righteous. The root of the righteous. I want to say a couple of things preliminary. The right kind of seed brings forth the right kind of root. If it's the Word of God that brings about the new birth, are you listening to me? Then there'll be the right kind of root in that person's life. I'll say more about that in the Scripture. The right kind of root brings forth the right kind of tree. And the right kind of tree brings forth the right kind of fruit. How many's with me right there? Amen. If the root's right, the tree's right, the tree's right, then the fruit will be right. I believe that. There'll be a stability produced. Listen to what the Bible said in Proverbs 12 and 3. A man shall not be established by wickedness. Wickedness has never established anybody, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. I tell you, thank God that we can have a root that will cause us to stand in the storm, that will cause us to stand when nobody else is standing, amen. It'll cause us to stand for what's right. There's stability produced. I thought about it, and I didn't know Brother Randall, Sister Sue, if they'd make it this morning or not, but I thought about Brother Fred. Thank God there was some stability in his life. You want to know why? It was because there was a root that was genuine, amen, in his life. He was rooted and grounded in the Lord, amen, and it brought about stability. Brother Fred and Brother Jack, countless others, amen. I'll say a little bit more about that through the Scripture. The Savior, not only is there stability produced, but listen, there's a Savior that produces it. I saw something last night. I tell you, I've never seen this before. I love the I am sayings of Jesus, don't you? I am the water of life. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Those are just some of the things. And Jesus said, I am many times. But in Revelation 22 and 16, listen to the word of God. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. He said, I am the root. Glory, glory, glory. You want to know, my friend, if the root's right? Is it him? He said, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bride and the morning star. But God stopped me last night on the little phrase, I am the root. Glory to God. Listen, the tree can be right, but not unless the root's right. Amen. The Bible said over there in the book of Ephesians that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. The Word of God tells us in 1 John, God is love. In Colossians 2 and verse 7, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Oh, thank God we can be rooted in Him this morning. Romans 11, 16, it says, for if the first fruit be holy, the lump also is holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. I'm telling you, God, my friend, is helping us this morning to understand. Listen, when it looks like a fruit problem, it may not be a fruit problem at all. It may be a root problem. Amen. It may be that Christ just doesn't live in that heart and in that life. Because the Bible teaches when He does, there will be a change. The repentance brings forth a change in a person's life. Let me just stop and say this morning. Listen. If somebody walks up to me next week and says, are you sure you've been born again? If they question when they look at the fruit in my life, if they question whether or not I've been saved by the grace of God, you know what I believe? I believe I ought to stop and question it. Help me right there. You say, preacher, what do you mean? That's exactly what the Bible said when it said, examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith. Amen. We ought to be able to look. You say, preacher, you can't look at the root in my life. I know. That's why I'm encouraging you to look at it. You can look down in there. God's looking down in there. I'll say more about that later. All I can see is the fruit. Amen. In the life. Oh, beloved friend. Not only the root of the righteous, but here, look at these verses on the fruit of the righteous. The Word of God said, the wicked desireth the net of evil men. Proverbs 12 and 12. But the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. That's what the Bible said. Psalm 1 and 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Isaiah 37, 31, and the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. I tell you, the fruit is what mankind can see, but the root is what God sees, amen, in your life and in my life. In Luke chapter number 8 and verse 8, other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears, let him hear. I just read that verse a moment ago. Luke 8:15. The Bible said, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and a good heart, having heard the word, they keep it. And they bring forth fruit with patience. Amen. When the root is right, the tree will be right. And when the tree is right, my friend, the fruit will be right. Listen to John 15. Jesus said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it might bring forth more fruit. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. Jesus said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. That's what the Word of God said. Herein is my Father glorified. John 15:8, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. John 15 and 16, Jesus said, "You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." I just tell you this morning, according to the word of God, when a person gets saved, he's rooted right, and he's got the right kind of trunk, and he's got the right kind of branches, and he's got the right kind of fruit hanging on the end of those branches, according to the word of God. The Bible said in Galatians 5:22-23, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love." You say, "Preacher, why don't I have any love in my heart?" The fruit of the Spirit is joy. "Why don't I have any joy in my life?" The fruit of the Spirit is peace. "Why don't I have any peace in my heart?" The fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. "Why is it I can't put up with anything that I go off like a ticking time bomb on people? Why is it that I'm not long-suffering? Why is it that I'm not gentle? Why is it that I'm not good? Why is it that I don't have faith? Why is it there's no meekness? Why is it there's no self-control?" I tell you why. The root is the problem. Amen. It's not the fruit. It's the root. It's the root. It's the root. Hebrews 12:11 said, "Now no chastening for the present time seemed to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward." Let me say this. Every born again child of God knows what it is, my friend, when you go astray, to have the Lord of glory to warm you up. Say amen. I'm not talking about fuzzy either, amen. I'm talking about the chastening of the Lord, whereof every born-again believer is a partaker. And if we're not, then the Word of God declares we're bastards and not sons. We've never been born into the family of God. Why the chastening? No chastening seems to be present. Or joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Hebrews 13:15. "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." You come in an assembly like this, and somebody turns loose and begins to praise God. I tell you, if you're one of them, my friend, that's wondering what's wrong with them, it might be a root problem in your life, because you might ought to just get in there and praise God with them if you're saved by the grace of God. Romans 6:22. "But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and in everlasting life." Can you all see how rough this is? Say amen. You say, "Preacher, are you preaching rough?" No, I'm basically just reading you the Bible. Amen. I'm basically just reading the Word of God this morning. My friend, take it up with God if you don't like it. Amen. It is the Word of God. Proverbs 11:30. "The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." People live for themselves, die with themselves, never concerned about a sinner. I'll tell you what's wrong. There's a root problem. That's what's wrong. Because when you get saved, you want everybody to get what you have. And to know what you know. Know that your name is written in heaven. The Bible said in James 3:18. "And the fruit of the righteousness, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." There's some people that would rather argue. They'd rather have a turmoil stirred up than eat. I used to work with a fellow like that. Me and him was buddies. He'd rather argue than eat. Amen. He said, "Preacher, what's the problem?" It's a root problem. Amen. It's a root problem. Now, I'm going to give you something this morning. I need to stop right here. And I need to give you a little illustration. Because, listen, you might say, "Well, preacher, you've caught me at a bad time in my life." And that's possible. That's possible. I'm not speaking of any individual. But I'm just saying the message might have caught you at a bad time in your life. When you're dilly-dallying in something you ain't got no business dilly-dallying in. When you don't have the fruit of the righteous. I just want to say this. Let's go back to my house. Brother Ralph, you was over and you saw that big pear tree. It's a big one. I got to cut that thing back. It's going to take over if I don't. I'm going to cut it back in January, February. It's huge now. Big old pear tree. And I mean pears that big around. Some of the men ate some of them while they were over there helping me at the house. But a couple years back, I don't remember exactly how many. I'm telling you, that thing blossomed. Are you listening to me? Those blossoms were pretty. They're white, aren't they, Miss Eve? Okay, I'm just making sure they weren't some kind of light pink because I wouldn't know the difference. Amen. But those blossoms, it blossomed out real white. It blossomed out real pretty. And we had a hard freeze. What are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to say, if you'll listen to me, I'll help you. That's still a pear tree. But that year, there was no pears hanging on that tree. I'm telling you, there can be seasons in the life of the born-again believer that are fruitless. Though the root is right, though the tree is right, though the branches are right, there can be seasons. Listen to me, listen to me. I said seasons, not a life, long life of rebellion against God and rebellion against God's way. Listen, the next year came and that thing put out those blossoms again, and we didn't get a bad frost. We didn't get a bad freeze. And thank God there were pears. Once again, if you've been born again, there'll be fruit in your life. There may be a season. When I thought about that, Brother Grizzle, I couldn't help but think about that season in David's life. If you come by in that season and said, where's the fruit? Listen to me this morning. I'm trying to help you. But that season didn't last long. Along come the prophet Nathan. Told him a little story about a little ewe lamb. Said, buddy, you're the man. I'm telling you what, God will send his word to the believer that's out of the will of God and out of fellowship with God, because God loves that believer and God will chasten that believer and God wants that believer to bring forth fruit once again to the glory of God Almighty. Talk to you about two things so far. I got two more things to go. The root of the righteous and the fruit of the righteous. Now I want to talk to you about the root of the wicked and the fruit of the wicked. I'm telling you, listen, you're looking at a preacher that's convinced. Many times it's not a fruit problem. It's a root problem. It's a root problem. It's a root problem. Listen to what the Bible said here in the root of the wicked. The Bible said in Luke 8:13, I read it a while ago, they on the rock are they which when they hear, they receive the word with joy. And these have no root. And for a while they believe, and in a time of temptation, they fall away. Every one of us has seen that. We've seen that in the church. We've seen that since I've been here as pastor. We've seen somebody just hit the altar and seemingly broken. Listen, I can't judge what's going on in their heart and in their life, but get up and leave the altar and never darken the doors of the house of God again. I believe I'm describing what's going on. I believe they were sincere. Amen. But they're lacking something. They're lacking a root in their life. The Bible said in Matthew 13:16, and when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root. They withered away. Matthew 13:21, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. A little while back, everybody knows about that lady. I can't remember her name right now. But the lady up in Kentucky that was a clerk and didn't want to sell licenses, refused to sell licenses to marry same-sex people. You say, preacher, she's not of our stripe. I'll tell you what, she might be closer than you know. I believe she's got a root. Say amen right there. I believe there was something down inside of her that would not allow her to participate in what God called an abomination in the sight of God. Many, many, many all over the land will say they're Christians. I'll read some more about that in a minute. But they'll never take a stand. There's a lot of preachers in pulpits today who won't stand for anything. The problem's not the fruit, it's the root. Listen to what the Word of God said. Matthew 13:21, he hath no root in himself. Listen to Ezekiel 33:31. And they come unto thee as the people cometh. Watch this now. Churches everywhere. And they sit before thee as my people. And they hear thy words, but they will not do them. With their heart, their mouth doth show much love. With their mouth they show much love. but their heart goeth after their covetousness. I'll tell you what the problem is right now. It's easy to talk. It's difficult to walk. The only way we can walk the walk is have the root that lives inside of us. Christian life. Somebody said, I can't live it. You're right. I can't either. But I tell you what I can do. I can yield my life to the one who lives in me. He'll bring forth fruit unto holiness. The root of the wicked. The root of the wicked. Look at the fruit of the wicked for just a moment. The Bible said, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit. Neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Now watch this. Let this speak to your heart right here. Let's just say that a person that has no root, never been really born again. Brother Randy, they perform some good things and they do some good deeds. And you know what God said about that? He said, all of those righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. The only, my friend, the only work, my friend, that God accepts and will reward is the work that is birthed out of a heart for Him and a root in Him and out of, my friend, a love for Him. Amen. The fruit of the wicked. The good tree bringeth forth not good fruit, bringeth forth not corrupt fruit. Neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. Brother Houston, if I want a pear next year, I'm not going to go up there to the holly tree in the fence row. It's got some fruit on it. It's got some little berries on it. But I'm not going to be able to get a pear from the holly tree, and Miss Eve's not going to be able to get Christmas decorations from the pear tree. Help me! The pear tree's a pear tree, and the holly tree's a holly tree. God said, my friend, a good tree is not going to bring forth corrupt fruit. The Bible said, listen, in Proverbs 10:16, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life, but the fruit of the wicked to sin. That's what the fruit of the wicked, it don't tend to life, it tends to sin. Be a good place to say this, sin. It'll take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you far more than you ever wanted to pay. That's what sin will do. That's what sin will do. Jude 1:12, these are spots in your feasts of charity. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Well, we're lacking the fear of God in America. Clouds they are without water, carried about with winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. That's what the Word of God said. I'll say this to you. You say, preacher, people are fruit inspectors. I'm going to introduce you now to the root inspector. It's right here in the Word of God. Listen to what the Bible said in Psalm 21:8. Thine hand shall find out. God knows. His hand will find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. You say, preacher, you can't see my root. I say, amen, amen, amen. But there's a God in heaven that can see the root. Listen to this contrast. I'm winding down. Psalm 92:12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. I just want to stop and say this. I'm going to say this on a personal basis. I'd be real concerned about a faith that wouldn't take me to church, getting me to heaven. If we're unable to go, that's one thing. If we're unwilling to go, that's another thing. The Bible said here, they'll be planted in the house of the Lord. They'll flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. A lot of people, they believe the lie of the devil. They say, well, I'm too old to do anything. Not according to the Bible. I'm glad that, who was he? Caleb didn't believe that. Amen. 80 years old. He said, you see that mountain? That's what I want. Give me that mountain. Give me that mountain. They'll bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. God put that in there for skinny preachers. To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah. There's a contrast. Listen to James 3 and 14. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not. Lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits. Without partiality, without hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. I don't know about you this morning, but I have a question in my mind. Is it really a fruit problem? Or is it a root problem? I don't know. There may be some scientific way that you could graft something into that pear tree and make it produce something else. I'm not real up on all that stuff. But I tell you what, if you leave that pear tree the way God made it, you'll never get anything but pears off of that tree. If you want pears, you better go to a pear tree. If you want apples, well, last night I went to Walmart, but, you know, they came off of an apple tree somewhere. Amen. And I tell you, according to the Word of God, there's a whole lot of people, listen to me carefully, that are saying the root's right, but their fruit's telling another story. Am I right or am I wrong? You say, I don't know why you'd preach like that. I tell you why. Number one, God led me to. Number two, if I can make it from here to heaven and know that no one died without God while sitting on these pews. You see, a lot of people think, well, I'm sitting on a pew, I'm all right. That's just not true. Jesus said, many are going to say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done many marvelous works in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name, prophesied in thy name? Oh, it looked so good, but there was something missing. The root. Rooted and grounded in him. We sang songs this morning, Brother Ralph, like I know my name is there. Thank God Almighty this morning, I know my name is there. And then Charity and Laura got up and sang, it's not what you see. There's a root down in there. You can't see it. But that's what makes me a king. Makes me a king. To me, I'm everything. All that I need. All that I need. Treasures unseen. This morning, if you had to stand before God today, and God said, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you tell him? Answer that in your own heart, in your own mind right quick. You got the answer? Nod at me if you got the answer. If you stood before God today and God said, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you tell him? Let me tell you first of all what I wouldn't tell him, Brother John. I wouldn't mention trying to be a good husband, although I try to be. I wouldn't mention trying to be a good dad, although I try to be. I wouldn't mention trying to be a good pimple, although I try to be. I wouldn't mention, Brother Steve, Lord, I read my Bible. I wouldn't mention that. Lord, I pray. I wouldn't even mention it. Lord, I've spent 28 years of my life trying to tell others about Jesus. I wouldn't even mention it. I would not even mention it. Brother Grizzle, I wouldn't even mention, Lord, we've tried to have a burden for missionaries and tried to help missionaries to get out on the field and tried to help people to understand that. I wouldn't even mention it. If God said, why should I let you into my heaven? I'd look at God the Father and I'd say, because your Son died for my sin. Lord, on that day back in February, the best way I knew how, I took your Son and his blood to be my Savior. Lord, that's why you need to let me in. On the basis of Calvary, on the basis of Christ and his shed blood. There are people sitting in churches all over Kingsport, all over America, that would not answer that question that way. Truth is, God don't have to ask questions. Truth is, he already knows. He already knows. You say, preacher, why is it that I don't bear fruit upward? Could be because you've not taken root downward. Why is it there's no love? There's no joy. There's no peace. There's no contentment. Why is it I love to stay in a scrap? Why is it that I don't love peace? Why is it that I could care less if everybody in Kingsport died without God today? What the hell? Why is it I never give anybody a tract? I never invite anybody to church. I'm never concerned and pray for somebody that's lost. Why is it? I'd be looking at that root. I'd be looking at that root. I'd be looking at that root. Is it a fruit problem? I'm not sure. Or is it a root problem? I will tell you, either problem, there's only one that can fix it. His name's Jesus. His name. It's Jesus. Let's bow for prayer this morning. Our Father, I want to thank you this morning, Lord, for the Word of God. Lord, the Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, you said in the Bible, either we're for you or we're against you. We're either gathering into your sheepfold or we're scattering abroad. Lord, in the world we live in, they're trying to paint so many gray areas. Lord, it's not gray. It's black and white. It's Jesus or it's hell. God, I pray today that someone would be willing, Lord, to swallow their pride and admit it's the root. It's the root. The root has never been made right. God, I pray today, there may be somebody here that genuinely knows the Lord, and they're in a season, Lord, where they're not bearing fruit. Some kind of blight has taken place in their life. Though the root's right and the trunk is right, they're not bearing fruit in this season. God, I know today that you said, he that hath an ear, let him hear. God, I pray that somebody today didn't just hear with their ear, but they heard with their heart. Somebody would wonder, Lord, if others question, maybe I should too. Lord, this message is not intended to bring doubt. Lord, we can't doubt what you've done for us when it's genuine. We know, God, that our name is written there. We know that we're undeserving of heaven, that it's all of grace. God, today I pray you'd speak to hearts.